That's the key questions that we're asking this morning around this Alliance Party proposal. Should there be a time limit for flags? How long should a flag be up? Chris Little saying 2 weeks. David McNary this morning saying 2 months. How would this be enforced? That's the key question, isn't it? For people who didn't apply for the licence, who broke the rules, who would do the enforcement? Would the police even be prepared to do it? They haven't really demonstrated any preparedness to get involved thus far, have they? Jim Wilson, morning to you. What do you make of this?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, if it wasn't so serious, I'm having a wee bit of a chuckle to myself here about the two Chris's absolutely agreeing with each other and saying that this is a right thing to do and the way to go. But I would like to ask Chris Little, does he not think there was enough hurt and pain foisted upon the Protestant Unionist community about the last decision they made around flags? We are just in the process of getting over the pain and hurt that happened throughout that there without all this. Now, Stephen, I can tell you that within the Loyalist community, Tim McNary alluded to it, the Loyalist Community Council are actually discussing flags protocol and stuff around bonfires and stuff that affect our communities to help them to move things to where they're reasonable, respectable, and stuff like that. But this doesn't help. This is election year, and there's no question about it in my mind. And for Chris Donnelly to come on and agree with Chris Little does not surprise me whatsoever.
Well, let's let Chris Little speak to you this morning, Jim.
A Republican commentator coming on and agreeing totally with the Alliance Party. It's laughable, but it's true. Go ahead, Chris.
Thanks, Jim. I think Jim knows that I'm acutely aware of the consequences of poor leadership in relation to the decision at City Hall in relation to the display of the Union flag on designated days. I would point out that the PUP had a long-standing position in relation to designated days at City Hall. Indeed, Billy Hutchison had voted for designated days previously. So the cause of a lot of the hurt and pain was U-turns on previous leadership on that issue. But that is what it is.
That's absolutely rubbish, Chris. That's absolutely rubbish.
Well, how is it rubbish, Jim?
No, well, I'll tell you how it's rubbish. Because I spoke to senior Sinn Féin people after that decision was made. And I said to them about the stuff that we had already been doing around interfaces and the problems we were having before the flag protest. I had said that they should have had a thinking process about what they'd done.
But Jim, we don't want to go back. This is not
Stephen,
about.
I don't want to go back to that.
It's not about the City Hall flag. It's about this proposal.
Yes, but if someone's going to try and do the same thing again, where what they do is they create so much hassle around us people being able to do.
So what do you want? You want a free for all, do you?
No, Stephen. But did I not just tell you that the Loyalist Community Council was trying to deal with issues around that? We're not sitting around about blamed it and saying, oh, this... You know, I'll take you back.
So what is... Hold on, Jim. What is your alternative?
The alternative is going to be people putting them up at times where and taking them down at certain times as well.
When they want.
Whenever trading seasons are... Not when they want, whenever they need to do it for whatever happens within. And Hildy said it earlier on to you. Within those areas, the Loyalist and Republican areas, it's not affecting or insulting anybody.
Right.
And if you take the handful of people that Chris is talking about, and I'm talking about a handful of people, he's representing a very, very small minority of people who complain about them.
So,
what
Jim,
about those people that are happy with
okay.
them?
Jim, I actually think you might be agreeing with Chris, whether you realise it or not.
Well, I'm not agreeing with Chris and the way
well, you are essentially saying that you think flags should go up for a finite period of time and then come down again. That's
because
what you're saying.
Because it's showing respect to the flag that they put up. Those that put them up should have the respect to take
okay.
them down.
Okay, and so how do you think that respect should be enforced for those people who disrespect that protocol and leave them up? What do you think should happen?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think the community is the answer, not the police, not sending people who's going to put their lives at risk, as you said constantly, you know, with people maybe getting
angry.
Why are there lives at risk?
You ask me the question, let me give you the answer. The answer lies within the community.
Within the community.
It doesn't lie within the political.
I see what you mean, Jim Wilson. I see what you mean. So the local hard man walks in and decides, Jim, how long a flag can stay up. And when the local hard man decides it can come down again, that's when it comes down. It shouldn't be for the lawful authorities. It shouldn't be for the police or indeed the statutory body. It should be for some unelected local hard man that has. And how does that local hard man have authority within his community, I wonder?
Do you recognise all these community groups in the loyalist areas are run and manipulated by hard men and paramilitaries? Stephen, get into the real bloody world, will you? Every time something like this comes on, trying to designate it back to what the history of paramilitaryism and all the bad stuff that happened in this country years ago. There's people out there knocking their pawn in to do good work.
All right. So
and
let's
don't try and can every single time the hard man has to say, I'm a hard man in my sense that I can handle myself over the years and that. But I don't bully people or bully communities to do things.
Let's then investigate here exactly what you are saying. You're saying it should be for the local community to determine when that flag comes back down, right?
That's the community's decision.
Okay, and you're rejecting what I'm saying about it would actually be for the local hard man and not the community. So if it is for the local community, as you put it, to decide when that flag comes back down, how is that assessed? What are you going to do, a postal ballot?
What do you mean, Stephen?
Well, you're saying it's for the local community to decide.
Well, Stephen, how do we know what the local community wants? Well, as I said to you before, you need to start coming into our communities and talking to the groups that's sitting there representing and working for the community.
But you're not taking the question, Jim.
I'm going to answer the question.
Is there going to be a town hall meeting?
No, you've got this. No, it doesn't work like that.
Right, so how do you know when the local community want the flag down?
How do you know? Well, the community has a community relationship. People in those communities have relationships with that community. They talk to that community. They work with that community. They work with the elderly. They work with the children. They work in all spheres of life around that community.
Okay.
It isn't just about the big,
all right,
hard
and so how do you ascertain the community's wishes, though, Jim, in terms of there will be different views within the community?
With the public and you put out, as we do in our estate, we put leaflets around, asking people to attend meetings about a subject matter, and then if they're interested, they come out and there will be meetings. Pardon?
There will be meetings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how it's done, you know.
And you'll have a show of hands.
There will be hard men there as well. And there'll be people there who will speak against the hard men and all the rest.
At these meetings, Jim, so imagine the flags are up within your community. Imagine that there is no type of licensing system as Chris Little's proposing this morning, because you're rubbishing that. So now we go to your proposal, which is there would be town hall meetings deciding when the flag comes down. What would it be? A show of hands for bring it down in 2 weeks? Now let's have a show of hands for next month. Let's have a show of hands for next year. Is that the way it would work?
Stephen, you're trying to be sort of sarcastic to me in the sense that, you know, we're talking within the loyalist community that are actually going to try and do something here. But within that community itself, there's other groups. There's plenty of other community groups that can sit and talk with people. So it's called discussion. It's called debate. And that's, unfortunately, you know, it may
that's
not sound that way to yourself,
do.
But that's the way things work.
You're still not telling me who would have the final say.
The final say? Listen, at the minute, what is the answer?
Well, the flag stays up and everyone, including the police, are terrified looking at taking them down again.
Well, I don't know about terrified. I think the police are quite wise and not want to get engaged in another situation that could cause a confrontation on the streets because of some people saying that their culture is being eroded and this is a Republican agenda and all this stuff. You know, I'm just fed up with this crap all the time. That all we have to get is that every time decisions are made within the community, it's these big hard paramilitaries.
Why would you be against? Why would you be
manipulating it?
Why would you be against?
Have a brain,
why would you be against, Jim Wilson? Why would you be against applying for a license?
Why would I be against applying for a license? I didn't say that I was against the plan for a license. What I am saying, Stephen, is there is ways and means to achieve things. 5-6 years ago, the streets were littered. The main roads were littered with paramilitary flags. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong, Stephen? Can you answer that question? Because you're asking me and I'm asking you back.
What are you asking me?
The roads were littered with paramilitary flags 5 to 10 years ago. Littered with paramilitary flags of UVF, Red Hon and UDA all over the place. Am I right or wrong? And you know I'm right. Are they littered in the same way that they were 5 to 10 years ago? No. Was there legislation done to achieve that? No. There was people talking within their communities, talking within loyalism to deal with that. And
so,
now it's very, very rare.
So in other words, Chris Little, and I'm keen, Chris Little, for you to speak to Jim this morning. In other words, this isn't about enforcing a will upon a community. This is about relationships and let the community decide for themselves.
I think if Jim steps back, I would agree with you, Stephen. I think you're right. I've spoken to Jim directly on this issue. I don't think we're particularly far apart in terms of what is happening here. This I'm attempting an open consultation. I'd be glad to meet with Jim or anyone who has been involved in trying to establish voluntary protocols to see if they can be made slightly more formalised. What we're looking for here is an open, transparent process to ensure that if and when flags are displayed, that people know who has put them up, what they're for, and when they're coming down. I don't think Jim and I are in as stark disagreement as he's managed to work himself up into this morning.
No, I don't think I've managed to work myself. I think yourself and Stephen are trying to work me up into it, because every single time this community within the Loyalist community starts to try to do something and has done previous stuff that has been successful and good in reference to paramilitary flags and that, there's no bloody credit given to the people that put their necks out to try and do that. You know, we get this phrase from Stephen and others like yourself that the bully boys and that these flags are territorial.
Neither of us have said that once.
Rubbish. You know, this is absolute. And Chris, you've said it over the years sometimes too. You need to.
What?
You know, what you need to do too is to understand, to get down into these communities. There's a section of the community don't like it. There's a bigger section that do like it where the flags are. You know, don't transcribe out into middle class areas and stuff like that there. And by the way, I remember David McNary actually contacting me about to get a flag down, and he confirmed this, and I tried to get the flag down, and I couldn't get it down. But David wanted the flag down too, so don't get me wrong, there's people who are offended by flags within our own community, and I understand that. So the flags protocol, we will be trying to get them within the LCC, will be comparable to anything that there is at the minute, and it will be hopefully trying to give people that will to be able to respect the Ulster flag and the Union Jack that goes up.
Let's see what Mark's saying this morning. Big horse. Morning, Mark. Big horse.
Hello, Stephen. You're very offensive.
Why?
And people in our community.
Why?
You're saying everybody's hard men and all.
I'm not.
Communities.
I'm not.
We have elderly
sorry, just to clarify, Mark, I'm not saying everybody's hard men. I'm saying that
you're very offensive.
Well, here's what I'm saying,
offensive.
Mark, and then I promise I'll give you space, all right? Here's what I am saying. I'm saying that within any of these communities, there are hard men who sometimes can dominate and who sometimes can instill fear. You don't think there are hard men in communities who can instill fear within that community?
No.
They don't exist anymore.
I live in an area, there are no hard men, there are nobody fear in our communities.
The what?
They're women run our communities, groups. So where do you come down the line? Where do you get all your facts? Get your facts right before you get on the radio.
Right. So there are no hard men in these communities? None?
I can't. There are none where I am.
Okay. And what do you make of
them? You're jumping the gun. You come into the communities and see what they're like.
Do you think I was
welcome? But the marks like that there, people get up in arms against you the way you get on.
Do you think I was born in a bubble?
You know, I'll tell you another thing. You're getting money for nothing. You got a £15,000 grant for that Faces on the TV.
No, I didn't. Mark, just stop there. No, I didn't. That is completely, absolutely, factually untrue. Absolutely untrue. And there you go. You're just spouting absolute rubbish.
We're paying our TV license. They listen to you,
But did you hear what I said? It's absolute rubbish.
Well, that's
now let's come back.
What you said about our communities.
Let's come back to what we're talking
you
about
get
this
the
morning.
Facts right.
So, Mark, would you be for or against the licensing system?
Against it, because it's just like you and they're really getting big money.
Well, we're talking about flags here, Mark. Why would you be against the licensing system? I'm trying to give you. I don't want to just take you off, right?
No,
I want to hear how you feel.
Against, you offended me. That's why I come on to the radio.
Okay, but do you want to tell me why you'd be for or against the licensing system? I want to give you room this morning.
Well, I don't think it's worth a minute for what's on that TV.
We're not talking about TV license here. We're talking about flags
and the language of it.
Right, we're not talking about the TV license. We're talking about a license for flags, Mark.
No, I'm not on about the flags. I'm on about you offending me.
Okay. Well, then I'm sorry I've done that. Thank you, Alex in London. Morning, Alex.
Oh, good morning. Stephen, welcome back. I find this whole discussion extremely disappointing, to say the least. The flags are, and pardon the flags, what about the red, white, and blue pavements that we have? Or perhaps green, white, and gold, I don't know exactly what. But I've taken friends around the province, and each time we see these tattered flags, I'm embarrassed and they're asking me what it represents. So I try to dodge the question, to be honest. Question Time last night was a great program. In fact, I'm wondering what they would have made of this morning. They were talking about the progress in the province, business-wise and et cetera. And here we are. You are having to battle on about the, I agree with you totally, by the way. You've covered all that I might wanted to say, so thank you for that. It's a nightmare to have such a lengthy discussion over flags coming down. They should be respectful of the flag and take it down without having anybody to climb up a pole to take it down. A few weeks is plenty, isn't it?
Alex, thank you. Roger in East Belfast. Morning, Roger.
Hi there, Stephen.
It's all kicking off this morning. I'm only back on air. It's all kicking off day three.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to take a bit of an argument with Jim Wilson. Now, I come from a Protestant background. I live in Ballyhackamore. Now, Jim goes on about community. Now, I've no problem, with loyalists wanting to fly the Union Jack, between July and August, or Republicans in their particular areas. But Ballyhackamore, you come the beginning of July, they put up Union Jacks outside the Catholic Church in Ballyhackamore. They put it outside the primary school. Now, does anybody ever discuss with the community in Ballyhackamore? Now, I'm involved in different groups in Ballyhackamore, and I can tell you it's a mixed area. Protestant Catholics get on very well, and nobody wants the Union Jack flying on lampposts. Now, if people want to fly the Union Jack on official sites, even at places where the UDA have down in Newton Orange Road, that's okay. It's in discreet areas, they can have it there. But Jim goes on about the community. Also, the Belmont Road last year, right from the Strand Picture House, right up the road, was covered in Union Jacks.
Let me let Jim respond to this. Let me speak to you, Roger. Go on, Jim.
Okay.
Well, Stephen, I don't know Roger. Roger, good morning.
I can tell you,
Roger, over the period of the last 4 or 5 years, I had two or three phone calls from the priest up in the chapel, and we removed a couple of Union Jacks that were outside the chapel on the Newton Arch Road where you're talking about. So, we are respectful. Sometimes young lads would put them up and just do every lamppost when they're doing it and that there. And sometimes people think it's done to wind people up. And maybe in some cases it is. But we have removed flags from those areas. But,
you're
talking about the Belmont Road. Is there no loyalists and unionist people that live on the Belmont Road?
So, the cherry picker came along. No, I actually saw them organised. The cherry picker, the big machine.
Yes, I know, but they were taken down. They were also taken down.
They weren't taken down.
Well, I can tell you that when I got...
And also on the Belmont Road.
Well, look, listen.
At least a month.
Do you want me to answer the question, or do you want to talk over me?
Well, you're actually saying, Jim, you actually discuss with people.
I got flags taken down about a year or two years ago.
Hold on. We need to be able to hear you. Hold on.
Talk about the community.
That's what I'm telling you, and don't try to accuse me of telling lies, because I'm not.
Right.
But I'm going to answer the question about the Belmont Road. Are you proceeding to say that the Belmont Road is no loyalist community?
Roger, hold on. Now, hold on, Roger, 1 second, because I need to be able to hear you both. Jim, you can speak, then Roger, you can reply.
Right, Roger, listen, quite obviously you come from a middle-class background, because I can tell by the way you're talking and the way that...
football, though, just because maybe I live in Ballyhackamore, that just shows your limited thinking about what is a community.
Well, I have limited thinking, you're right there. You're absolutely right.
What's the solution here, Roger?
Well, I mean, actually, as it happens, I think Chris and the Alliance Party are wrong. A license, how are you going to license every lamppost in Northern Ireland or even Belfast or Ballyhackamore? It's ridiculous.
Well, how can you not?
It needs the politicians.
Now, how can you not license it?
Are getting their act together to sit down and look at it. The designated days have been agreed, and, of course, that created mayhem, and they all attacked the Alliance Party. Now, there has to be respect for the Union Jack. Not that it's hanging tattered. Now, you look over, even down in D Street, there's still Union Jacks which are totally tattered flying. It's ridiculous. So if people want to respect the Union Jack, they should respect it.
I'm trying to think as to what the react... Let's say I got posters of me, right? I don't know, maybe me in a buff or me in a thong or something. And no, I got promotion.
Please don't, Steve.
I got promotional pictures.
Might be better
of
Sammy Wilson.
What if I got pictures of me put up and all lampposts around Northern Ireland? Would the DRD turn a blind eye to that? Would the police not come anywhere near me?
Well, I tell you, if the LGBT community start to put up rainbow flags all throughout Ballyhackamore or Belfast, they would certainly be taken down pretty quickly.
Stephen, Richard has said a word there, respect.
Roger, again.
Hello?
Roger.
Sorry, listen, you said something, I agree totally with part of what you said. But I believe not only respect for the flags, I think there needs to be respect for where they're putting them. I think there needs to be respect for Catholic churches and Catholic schools and anything within Unionist areas that are there, that we show that mark of respect and we don't put flags up.
Yes, but where is the enforcement, Jim Wilson, if people don't show that respect? That's all I'm asking you this morning.
Stephen, no, but I've already answered that and told you that the Loyalist Community Council is trying and going to be talking about this and dealing with this and hopefully coming up with some format that the Unionist stroke Loyalist community can adhere to. That shows the respect that's needed and the respect for our flag, and then start to get the respect given back to it. Okay. So we're very, very aware of what the Alliance have done in reference to the flag at the City Hall. That's passed. There's not a lot we can do about that now. But we need to get people to understand we don't want another situation created by the Alliance or the Shinners when we're talking about this. And you heard your two Chris's agreeing with each other. We want to be able to do this within our own community.
Heather's in North Belfast. Morning, Heather.
Good morning, Stephen. And I just want to speak to Jim Wilson. Hiya, Jim.
Hiya.
I'm a working class Protestant woman from North Belfast, right? I am just as much a loyalist and a Protestant as what you are. I am so proud of my culture and my heritage. But what I don't like, Jim, are flags flying in my area from one year to the next, all tattered and torn.
Absolutely.
It's totally disrespectful. I think the flag should be put up maybe for the 12th of July, but taken down straight after that. Not flying all tattered and torn all year long. It's totally disrespectful to our flag. And it's totally disrespectful to the flag of our country. That's just all I want to say.
So maybe this summer...
Well said.
Maybe this summer is a road test. Maybe this summer is a test. Let's see how many flags go up. Let's see where they go up. And let's see how quickly they come down.
Yes, but they should be taken down straight after... You know, if they want to put them up for the 12th, I haven't got a problem. I have no problem with that at all, you know, because that's part of our culture. But take them down straight afterwards. Don't have them flying all tattered and torn all year long in the breeze.
And Jim Wilson,
disrespectful.
Well, can I answer the lady? Because she's absolutely right, and it disgusts me to see flags of any description. And that includes if they're tricolours, because they should show the respect to their flag if they put it up. And the problem is, when these young lads, and some of them put them up, they just say, oh, well, I'm not going to bother taking it down. So, you know, there needs to be responsibility.
And just so and I can clarify, Jim, this new Loyalist Council you've been telling me about...
With community the Council, Stephen. D-letters. Everything is D-letters in this country.
It's the L. It's the
LCC.
LCC, right?
Yeah.
So the LCC, will they be ready to be implementing their initiative for this summer?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell us about the proposals?
No.
Why not?
All I can tell you is that there's discussions going on and how we deal with flags and around our own areas and outside our areas and all that stuff that we talked about this morning is going to be discussed. And that's why sometimes you get a bit worried that, you know, and no disrespect to Chris, and I understand Chris's reasons for doing it, you know, and I think some of them are a bit party political, but I do say that the answer to these questions and the answer to even our historical stuff and all that lies within our communities. It lies within our people.
Have you had detailed conversations?
Sometimes it doesn't lie within the hands of politicians.
Have you had detailed conversations with the police about this?
I've met with the police on a number of occasions. Stephen, if I could come back in, I didn't catch the lady's name from North Belfast, but Heather.
Yes.
Heather spoke very well and in effect set out the position that I've set out, but for some reason Jim was able to wholly agree with Heather and yet have some strange disagreement with me.
Chris, don't try and patronise me, Chris. Heller is not asking for licensing and stuff like that. You
that.
Are.
I'm not asking
you are
for
asking
that.
For
well,
that.
Chris, Jim.
I'm not asking for licensing. I'm asking
you,
for the flags to be put up to celebrate the 12th of July, our culture, which we have a right to celebrate, but to be taken down after that. I don't like flags to be tattered and torn, flying all year in the breeze.
And without licensing.
To our
go ahead, Chris.
Stephen, I wholly agree with Heather, and this is an attempt. It's a consultation that will open on Monday for 8 weeks at alliancepartyorg. It's an attempt to engage with people like Heather, people like Jim, to find out how we actually deliver the position that Heather has articulated so well. If I can, I give credit to Jim for the work that he and other people have done in relation to protocols. He knows fine well that I work in his area on a regular basis. And people and businesses from his area contact me to seek solutions to these issues. So this is an honest attempt. I'd be glad to meet with Jim, other people. If he is genuine about finding inclusive solutions to these issues, I'd be glad to meet with him and ask him to engage with me around this process.
Well, it's, Chris, it's very hard to engage when you come in with, sort of you're giving answers to the problems before people actually sit down and talk to each other. So it's a wee bit difficult for people to engage with you whenever you're setting out a remit to...
it's an open consultation, like Jim.
Well, yeah, I understand about open consultation. I've seen it before about barriers and about walls and all coming down. And I've seen these consultations happening with people that didn't even concern. You know, so to be quite honest with you, I get a bit perturbed sometimes when politicians say...
All right.
You know,
thanks,
we'll do it this way and do it that way. I'm just concerned...
Jim Wilson, thank you. I'm concerned the news is coming up, but thank you very much. Chris Little, thank you. Chris Donnelly, thank you. Well, there's a breaking story on the Nolan Show this morning, if we ever had one. The Alliance Party proposing that we may contemplate legislation, which would mean if you put a flag up on a lamppost, you need a licence for it.